We now have our first group of news stories about the impact of coronavirus. We'll start with a story about the shocking ways in which criminals are exploiting people's hopes around coronavirus vaccines. This story warns all of us to watch out for trick phone calls, emails, and text messages. There were several stories this week about the heavy pressure the pandemic is placing on Norfolk hospitals. Military personnel are being deployed to help the overstretched Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Despite all the warnings, some people are ignoring the government guidelines. The Horsey Beach car park has had to close because people have been travelling huge distances to see the seals. However, there has been heartening news from two schools where staff and pupils have been making efforts to help the hungry and homeless. First, here is Elizabeth again with grim news about criminals exploiting the vulnerable.
Criminals are exploiting people's hopes around a coronavirus vaccine to try to con them out of money or personal details, watchdogs have warned. Coinciding with the start of the COVID-19 vaccination programme, there has been a spate of reports in Norfolk of scammers trying to trick people through telephone calls, emails and text messages. Officers at Norfolk Trading Standards have urged people not to be taken in by the scams and to help spread the message about them. The latest warning is over a fake text message purporting to be from the NHS covering the COVID-19 vaccine. The link on the message takes people to a fake website where the scammers ask for personal and financial details. Stephen Maunder from Norfolk Council's Trading Standards Department said, "Criminals will always very quickly latch on to big stories, and coronavirus is the biggest story we have had for a long time. They will always use what's going on to give their attempts to trick people some legitimacy. They know that people have hope over the coronavirus vaccine, and the majority of the population are waiting to get it, so they want to exploit that. They hope that they will lead people to letting their guard down." Mr. Maunder said, as well as the text, people have been sent emails and had telephone calls about vaccines. He said cold callers are even spoofing local numbers to trick people and make their efforts more plausible. He said they are trying to get personal details and financial information. Some of them are saying they need bank details so they can arrange the vaccination and recharge it to the NHS or to prove someone's identity. The NHS would never do that. And the vaccine is free at the point of entry. People are urged to look very carefully at email addresses and for spelling mistakes, which often are telltale signs of scams. Mr. Maunder urged people to talk to others about the scams and to help spread awareness of them.
Military personnel are being deployed to help the overstretched Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital cope with the pressure of treating so many people with coronavirus. 30 trained military medical staff will be helping to support clinical staff at the hospital, which is treating three times more patients with COVID-19 than at the maximum during the last peak. Erica Denton, NNUH Medical Director, said the hospital was currently treating more than 250 patients who have contracted COVID in the last 14 days and 70 who have been in its wards longer than 14 days, and numbers are continuing to rise. Speaking on BBC Radio Norfolk, she said, "Although the numbers being diagnosed in our population is beginning to fall, of course people don't come to hospital until they've had COVID-19 for around a week to 10 days, when they usually get their sickest. So our numbers are continuing to go up. We've got over 30 patients in our intensive care unit. Normally we look after around 20 patients at the most, and we're expecting that number to go up because we are the centre that has planned and is equipped, ready to take extra patients should the need arise." the NNUH, together with Addenbrooke's and Papworth hospitals, take the most critically ill patients from across the region. Military personnel are being made available, comes after Norfolk County Council said the NHS, through the Norfolk Resilience Forum, had asked if it could provide what is known as mutual aid, making staff available to give the NHS assistance for the next 4 weeks, in a signal of just how much pressure the hospitals are under. Ms. Denton said staff were under significant pressure, added to by more than 1 in 10 being off sick themselves, either with COVID or self-isolating. Staff have spoken of wards being overwhelmed. She said, all people are hugely welcome, and I and my colleagues have been working with many groups to bring people who worked in the NHS previously back in, so-called NHS reservists. We also have some help coming from military colleagues, with 30 military personnel who are trained a bit like our healthcare assistants. She added, this has never been done before. This is the most challenging the NHS has ever been, and it's unprecedented times for all of us. I'm hugely grateful for the offers of help that we have had from the public and from those who used to work in the NHS returning. The pressure from coronavirus has had a knock-on effect for patients waiting to be treated for other conditions. Ms. Denton said, we've had a short period of time when we haven't been able to do as much cancer surgery as we'd like to. We are now going to be doing quite a lot of surgery at the Spire Hospital in Norwich, and that's going to mean we will catch up with the backlog of the more urgent things. More routine surgery, I'm afraid, will have to wait until the peak of this pandemic has eased and we have more capacity in the hospital. It is really challenging for people who have been left in pain, who are waiting for procedures on joints, for example. The waiting times have become the longest I've ever known them in my practice.
A coastal car park at a Norfolk beauty spot has been closed in a bid to deter visitors from far-flung places, with 5 people fined in the last week for breaching lockdown regulations to see the seals. Horsey Beach is a major seasonal attraction due to a large number of grey seals and their pups, which populate the coastline from November to January. But Norfolk Police, in conjunction with the North Norfolk District Council and the car park's owner, Robin Buxton, have decided to close the site and access road in an effort to keep visitors local. Police say in the last week, 5 people from Hertfordshire, Northamptonshire and Essex have received fixed penalty notices for travelling to Horsey Gap. A spokesman said, following discussions with local officers and the environmental health team at the NNDC, Horsey Estate, which operates the car park, has agreed to close it. Robin Buxton said he recognised we all have a part to play in keeping people safe and that he was happy to close the site to deter people from visiting. Toby Gosden, sergeant at the local Safer Neighbourhood team, said the move was necessary to protect the people of Norfolk. People are required to stay at home and only leave for a reasonable excuse under the current lockdown measures. A number of visitors, including local residents and people who live outside the country, had been attracted. All parties reached the decision this was the right course of action to take to deter visitors and to protect the people of Norfolk. A spokesperson from NNDC echoed this sentiment. The council supports the joint decision to close the car park at Horsey Gap. Government guidance is that during this period of lockdown, travelling is strictly limited to essential purposes and all exercise should be taken within your own locality. Police fined a man and woman in their 70s for travelling 130 miles to see the seals at Horsey. Police are stepping up patrols to catch anyone travelling from afar to see the now 2,000-strong seal colony.
Homeless people in Norwich have been able to tuck into a range of hot meals thanks to an independent school in the city. The catering team at Norwich School has spent recent weeks preparing meals from macaroni cheese to pulled pork, which is providing to people making use of services of St. Martin's. Each day, the team and volunteers from the 8th Norwich Sea Scouts have been preparing 111 meals, which they are then delivering to the charity's residential locations in the city. Susanna Holford, outreach officer at Norwich School, says, "We hope this small gesture helps Norwich's homeless to feel remembered by their community." Jan Sheldon, chief executive of St. Martin's, said, "The meals have gone down very well with the people we support. Lockdown is a difficult time for everyone, not least for people who are experiencing homelessness and other difficulties. This makes a huge difference."
Primary school children have helped raise money for a charity dealing with hunger and homelessness in Norwich. Charles Darwin Primary has been fundraising for The Feed, a non-profit-making social enterprise to help fight poverty, hunger, and homelessness. The school raised more than three times their target of £400 by raising £1,535, with half of the proceeds going towards The Feed and half towards reading material for the children at school. Year 4 pupil Anisha wrote a letter to encourage donations, saying donations will help homeless people and people who are struggling to feed their families during this difficult COVID time. School principal Joe Brown said, "I can express how pleased I am with what we managed to achieve. It's absolutely incredible. And I am so proud of the staff, children and parents who have supported the school with this project." Lucy Parrish, chief executive officer at The Feed, said, "We work hard to address the issues of poverty, hunger and homelessness in Norwich, and the amazing amount that they have raised will help us to continue and change lives."